4:35. Thanks, Joe, for the news. Amanda Hostetler here. Welcome back to the Real Life program. Today, taking a different look at 9/11. I dare say many of you may have not, certainly the coverage. I think so often we're just lemmings. We're spoon-fed whatever comes to us through national media. And of course, we have heard the tale of the firemen and the police who worked at Ground Zero after 9/11, certainly the impact on that population afterwards. But have you thought of those in the aviation industry who had to go back and fly again? I certainly haven't, but Tom Murphy has, and he is my guest on the program. He's author of a book, Reclaiming the Sky, 9/11 and the Untold Story of the Men and Women Who Kept America Flying. Tom, you shared with us a little bit prior to news that you were working in kind of a joining type of business where you're working with customer service with those in the aviation industry. But I'm curious how 9/11 impacted you. I mean, you're not a pilot. So what was the germination of this idea to write a book about the people who recovered from 9/11 and went back to work flying in the skies?
Well, for me, it was personal because this was my work and I worked with the people, many of them who were centrally involved, but I was supposed to be in the North Tower that day myself. I worked out of the 65th floor of the North Tower when I would go to New York and do my programs.
My goodness.
And the meeting got canceled, so I caught a flight home, and I was on the way back to Seattle and diverted to Toronto, and I didn't know about the attacks until I got to Toronto. And my first thought was all my friends, because as we took off that morning, we took off to the west and the north over the World Trade, and I had a view of the towers gleaming in the sun a couple of minutes before the first plane hit.
My goodness.
So that was an image, that image of the towers gleaming in the sun that I carried and had to deal with somehow. And so a way that I dealt with it was to try to understand the story.
Yeah. So as you began the process of writing this book, what was the temperature of those who were in the aviation industry? Were many of them gung-ho to get back to it? Are many of them still bearing the wounds even today? Well, where are you that?
Good point. A lot of them, there's a lot of, I call it under the radar kind of suffering. There are a million people who work in aviation. And when I fly, I'll ask them, how are you doing? And they say, I think about it every day. And these are people who won't bring it up, but they do think about it because, again, their industry was used. But in learning how they healed, how do you come back from something like that? I believe that to really know somebody, you don't look simply to their actions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the newspaper headlines do, and the news gave us a lot of that. I wanted to go deeper than that. I wanted to go to learn what are the core beliefs that somebody carries that allows them to rise up when struck so with a calamity like that, and they're in the middle of it. What core beliefs do they have? What do they believe about the world that allows them to reach deep down and draw from those beliefs to find the strength to carry on and build back? And as one example. And one, she's in the book, a central person in the book, is a lady who gave me my start in aviation, who's the general manager of Newark Airport, Sue Bear. And that morning, she was driving into work, and she had a book on tape in the car. And so she saw some smoke on the horizon over by New York and figured, well, there's fires in the wharfs of Hoboken all the time, just normal smoke on the river.
It's New York, after all.
and it was only as she turned the corner and it got bigger. She said, "Well, wait a minute, that's not a normal Hoboken fire." So she put on the radio and heard the report that a small plane had struck the tower. And she's the manager of Newark Airport, and she's also worked in the World Trade. So immediately she ran into her office and called her staff together, and they went up to the top floor of their office, which is just 6 miles away from the Newark Tower, where she was just 6 miles away from Lower Manhattan. So she's watching this unfold, this smoke, and as they're watching, this second object comes out of the sky and strikes the second tower. And so their whole question was, is this more smoke or is this another plane?
Gracious.
And they realized, no, this is a second plane. And again, I said, what is the core belief that allows somebody to rise up? What Sue did in that case is she immediately said, we're under attack, close the airport. And she had the general manager of Kennedy on the phone at the same time and said, Al, close your airport. I recommend you do it. We're under attack. He couldn't see it, but she's telling him that this is an attack, close your airport, then called Warren over at LaGuardia. So that she veritably closed the three airports in New York 17 minutes before the feds closed them.
Nice.
And this is an untold story. These are stories that people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, there are 75 planes that never got off the ground from 9:03 until the Fed closed the FAA closed the airports.
Yes.
That who knows who else might have been on planes? We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. And so her act, reacting to instinct and knowing that this is an attack, and she acts. She wasn't thinking of her career or thinking what could happen to her, you know, if she was wrong. Because an action like that costs probably $1 million to close an airport.
I would imagine, yes.
And she made the call. She just did it on instinct. And so a lot of the stories in this book, and I go back to the people in Boston who did the same thing, and in Washington, D.C., the colleagues of the crew from Flight 77. Well, I go back and I explore what are the core beliefs, what do they believe about the world that gave them that capacity to be strong?
Hmm.
And so that's what it's a story of. It's a story of how are we strong in the face of calamity and how do we learn from loss?
When we come back, I am curious, as you were surveying and interviewing, and I'm certain dealing with some very deep, deep water with a lot of these individuals, do they feel safe with the government's response? I'm curious how they feel. You know, of course, we had the federalization of security that transpired not long after 9/11. We had, of course, everyone is concerned now about even, you know, just the everyday passenger they get on and they think about 9/11. But that core group of people who keep flying and keep our industry moving, do you know or could you speak? And I'll let you do it when we come back about how they you know, have we responded? Have we taken care of them? Have we come alongside them and protected them? Or do they feel that they are still somewhat really out there on a limb? Tom Murphy, my guest on the Real Life program, author of the book, brand new. In fact, I'm holding his very first copy, Reclaiming the Sky, 9/11 and the Untold Story of the Men and Women Who Kept America Flying. 443, Amanda Hostetler, the Real Life program continues in just a moment.